Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been talking this week about being strong in the Lord. We'd like to pick up on that again here this morning. Yesterday we talked about using some illustrations from the Old Testament and looking at some Old Testament characters and finding out what we can learn about how they were strong in the Lord or how they failed and things that we can learn from their experiences. The first one I'd like to look at is Joshua. To be strong in the Lord requires communication with God. It does. We're going to talk about that here. In the first chapter of Joshua in the Bible here, we read that God spoke to Joshua and gave him very specific instructions. In fact, all through Joshua's life, we read how that God and Joshua spoke together regularly. They communicated a lot about what was to take place in the life of the children of Israel. Now, God does not speak to us one-on-one in the same way that he spoke to Moses and Joshua. But God does speak to us. In verse 6 and 7 of the first chapter of Joshua, God tells Joshua to be strong and full of courage. I'll read those verses. God says in chapter 1, verse 6, "Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." So God gave Joshua here very clear direction. He was to observe and obey the law that God had given to Moses. God said, if you do that, you're going to prosper wherever you go. And God's encouragement to Joshua was, be strong. Be strong, Joshua, and take courage. Then in chapter 6, God gave Joshua detailed instructions on how they were to attack the city of Jericho. And they followed those instructions to the T. And because they were obedient to the instructions God gave them a resounding victory. My point is that God and Joshua were communicating a lot about what was taking place here. But in chapter 7, something happened that Joshua did not expect. I'm going to read those verses there in the 7th chapter of Joshua. Verse 1, "But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people go to labor thither, for they are but few, that is, the people of Ai. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 30 men, 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us round and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned. They have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled them, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed thing from among you. Wow. Could have this whole situation turned out differently? I think so. What if Joshua had first consulted with God about how they should attack Ai? He didn't. He had gotten very clear direction from the Lord about how to proceed in attacking Jericho. But there was no communication here between Joshua and God prior to going up against Ai. Do you think that would have made a difference? Absolutely. Remember what Joshua did? He sent men up to look at Ai and to find out what it was like. Joshua sent men up. These men came back and said, Oh, Joshua, well, there's no point in sending everybody up there. I mean, it's just a few people. There's not many of those folks up there. So they sent 3,000 men up. Who was Joshua listening to? God? Or the men of Israel? The spies that he sent. He listened to the spies, didn't he? And not saying that was all bad, because they did send spies into the land of Canaan later. But Joshua made a mistake here. He failed to consult the Lord. He failed to see what God would have them do. That was Joshua's mistake. Well, what can we learn from that? Well, I think that they may have felt a little self-confident. Did you pick that up in verse 3 that I read here? I'll read it again. And they, that is the spies, returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. Sounds like a little confidence in their set. Too much self-confidence, don't you think? It seems like they looked at the numbers and said, Well, hey, we're capable of doing this one. But there was something spiritual going on here that Joshua did not know about. And look at the trouble it caused. You see, there was sin in the camp. Achan had taken some of the things from Jericho that God had specifically given them instructions they were not to take. Well, Joshua didn't know that. But had he communicated with God prior to attacking Ai, he would have known. God would have given him that information. God would have revealed that to him. God did afterwards when they were defeated. He said, Joshua, get up. There's an accursed thing here in the camp, and you've got to take care of it. So what communication, what does communion, if I can get it said right here, in getting this lesson for us, what does communication with God have to do with victory in our battles? Everything. Everything. If Joshua had communicated with God, things would have turned out differently. If you and I communicate with God as we ought to on a regular basis, it has everything to do with how strong we are in the Lord and whether we are victorious in the battles that we face. It really does, folks. Well, I think I'll sign off there for today. Tomorrow we'll pick up on this again. Be strong in the Lord. It has everything to do with our communication with God. The Lord bless your day and be strong in the Lord.